The scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Isaiah, 2nd chapter, verses 1 through 5. The word that Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be raised above the hills. All the nations shall stream to it. Many people shall come and say, "Come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall come forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Israel. He shall judge between the nations, and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against the nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord." This ends our reading.
Well, it's a good thing I practiced this sermon, because I don't have any notes. Walter Brueggemann is a United Church of Christ minister and a biblical scholar, and it's probably become obvious to you, one of my favorite authors and theologians. He was not one of my professors, but I've been with Walter a number of times. And he compares this text that Tom just read to the "I Have a Dream" speech of Martin Luther King Jr. But neither of those prophets, Isaiah or Dr. King, have their visions yet become a reality. This text from Isaiah is a beautiful poetic text. But think of the context in which it was written and spoken. Israel was battered and bruised, dealing with the assaults of one empire after another. Jerusalem was a city suffering. And then you have these words of hope, this vision of peace. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. They shall beat their swords into plowshares. Those poetic words have become a dream and a vision for all of humanity. And it's not just in the conflict, the settings of conflict in Afghanistan or Egypt or the Congo or Syria, or within our own cities like Chicago, but within our lives as well, this dream of peace. Those words from Isaiah are on a wall right outside of the United Nations to remind all the peoples of the world of this vision. But we hear these words as well on this first Sunday of Advent, on this Sunday of hope. as we prepare for the coming of the Christ into our lives. Words of hope that remind us that in the midst of all the challenges and conflict in the world, the one who's in charge has another vision. And also that we have a part to play in making that vision become a reality. To become agents and instruments of peace. Somebody's got to pound the swords into plowshares. Doesn't happen without some activity, some commitment on our part. I can't do the whole sermon because I got some direct quotes in there of Walter and I don't want to mess them up. As he talks about this poetic passage, but he also says it can be a troubling passage. Because that passage and that vision causes us to say what's really important and where do we place our trust and what changes are we willing to make so this vision of shalom will become a reality. And that's a difficult question. Walter says it's a difficult question for him, it's a difficult question for us. What is our response? And what are we willing to do? Or in many of our cases, not do? To help make peace in all of the earth and peace in all of creation. Because that's what that text talks about. Peace in all of creation. Become a reality. What are we willing to do to pursue that vision? And how do we begin? Well, I think one of the ways that we begin is by coming to the table this morning to be renewed and to be strengthened, to be empowered, to become instruments and agents of God's shalom, to be messengers of hope, to be agents of transformation in our communities and in the world. So we're invited to the table to be renewed, to be refreshed, to be empowered by the power and presence of God as we know God through Jesus Christ. Amen.